Hey there, welcome to the Happy Habit Podcast. I'm your host, Matthew Norrie. I like to talk health and well-being every Monday and Thursday. And if you're new, please consider subscribing and sharing. And a reminder, my book, Happy Habits for Mind and Body, available on Amazon now in softback, ebook, and audiobook. I'll pop a link to that book in the show notes for this episode. Once upon a time, a son approached his mother and complained to her that his life was miserable and that he found it very, very hard. He said he didn't know how he would manage to deal with the problems he continually faced. He said, "Mother, I am exhausted of fighting and struggling every single day. I'm utterly frustrated. How will I ever overcome life's hardships and make a success of life?" His mother attempted to reassure him that everything would be okay, but the boy countered that once one problem was resolved, another would pop up to trouble him just as quickly. To this, his mother replied, "Let me show you how to cope with life's struggles and hardships." You see, the mother worked as a cook, and she took her son into the kitchen of their home, where there were three pots on the large stove, all filled with water. As the water boiled, the mother placed potatoes into the first pot, eggs into the second pot, and coffee beans into the third pot. The mother said nothing to the boy as the contents of the three boiling pots cooked. The son grew frustrated and began to lose his patience, and could see no sense to this pointless exercise. He appealed to his mother that he saw no reason in this charade and wanted it to stop, but his mother said nothing. All the while, the boy became more frustrated, and all the while, the pots continued to boil and their contents cook. After 15 minutes of boiling, the mother finally removed the pots from the hot stove. She placed the contents of the pot containing the potatoes into one bowl. She placed the contents of the pot containing the eggs into another bowl, and she placed the coffee beans into a cup. It was only at this point that the boy's mother finally spoke, turning to her son and asking him, "Now, what do you see?" Bemused, the boy replied, "I see potatoes, eggs, and beans." His mother asked him to look more closely and to touch the potatoes. The boy did as requested and found the potatoes to be soft to the touch. Then the boy's mother asked her son to take one of the eggs and to break it. The boy once more did as his mother requested and found the egg to be hard-boiled. Then the mother asked the boy to drink the coffee. When he complied, he enjoyed the coffee's rich taste. But the boy was still perplexed. "What was the point of this exercise?" he moaned once more. The mother replied with a smile, "My son, the potatoes, the eggs, and the coffee beans face the very same conditions, that of boiling hot water, but each ingredient responds to that adversity very, very differently." She went on, "The potatoes were hard as stones before they went into the pot, but the boiling hot water ensured the potatoes became soft and pliable. At the same time, the eggs within their fragile shells turned from soft to hard under the duress of the boiling hot water. The coffee beans, however, were different again. Once being exposed to the boiling hot water, the coffee beans changed the nature of the water itself, and the result was something completely new and different: hot coffee." It was at this point the mother asked the son, "Which one are you?" When adversity and hardship in life strikes your door, how do you respond? Which one are you? The potato, the egg, or the coffee bean? Will you be the potato that has the appearance of being strong and durable on the outside, but once experiencing adversity becomes soft and loses any inner strength? Or perhaps you're the egg that becomes stiffened and hard under pressure and trial, like losing a job? Will you become cynical and bitter and lose your softness while retaining that hard, outer yet fragile shell? Or perhaps you're the coffee beans that release their essence and rich flavour into the surrounding hot water and changes the water's very nature and composition in the process? Because if you are like the coffee bean, you will enhance and alter the very situation you find yourself in when things appear to be most challenging. As with all of these life lessons, this story's life lesson is really very simple. Life is about learning, adapting, and harnessing hardships to create triumphs and success. There will always be a lesson to be learned from any difficult situation you find yourself in. The key is to recognize this as a learning opportunity and then understand the lesson itself. At the same time, hardships give us an opportunity to alter our perspective. In the case of the child in the lesson, the child saw itself as a victim instead of seeing itself as a student, willing to learn and grow, especially in challenging times. So this life lesson teaches us the importance of being able to shift our mindset or change our perspective when we most need to. It is also a lesson for us that we can control how we respond to our circumstances at any given moment, even when we can't control the circumstances themselves. Well, thank you for listening to this edition of the Happy Habit Podcast. Until next time, stay happy.